You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today I spoke with Dr. Jared Gilbert, sociologist and University of Canterbury lecturer, about how working with gangs will help to reduce crime. We talked about why gangs are wanting change in their communities and how Jared thinks that working alongside gangs will help lower family violence and drug abuse rates. I began by asking Jared how working with gangs will reduce crime and what crimes will be affected the most.
Well, gangs are far more criminally inclined than your average Joe gang members. That it, of course, right? We know this to be a fact, and we also know they're heavily involved in methamphetamine, and they're heavily involved in family violence. Now, we can police them all we like, and we've policed them hard over the years, but it doesn't seem to change too much. The gangs just endure that. So if we can work alongside gangs in a couple of those areas, they reduce the use of methamphetamine and reduce the incidence of family violence, all else can stay the same. But if we change those things, if we work alongside the gangs to fix those things as best we can, then we'll see great improvements to their kids and to their communities. And that's in everyone's best interest, of course.
How are we going to work alongside gangs? What sort of ideas do you have to do that?
Sure. So currently we really rely on the police and a law and order approach to the gangs. So that's the only real interaction, that and social welfare, I guess, that they have with the state. They're suspicious of the state, they're against the state, they're anti the state, and that's largely because, well, for a lot of reasons, but at least in part, that's because the only time they really see the state is when the state's banging on the door. So we need to connect through social agencies, those agencies that already exist to help social harms within our communities for non-gang members. We need to connect gang communities up with those. So alcohol and drug assistance, support for, you know, blanket support, all these things that can just chip away and assist people, you know, stopping violence services. All of these agencies already exist, but gang members or gang families, gang whānau, don't connect with. We need to help make those connections. And what's more, just at this particular point in history, we have a very good opportunity to do that because the gangs have matured and there are some pro-social leaders emerging in pockets, not across the board. This is not a universal thing, but in pockets, and quite significant pockets. They're looking for help. They want to make the lives for their kids better than their lives have been.
So, in saying that, is a crime reduction stance something that you have seen already within gang families?
Yeah, well, absolutely. The gangs, you can go to certain gang chapters now, even within the gang that we tend to think of the worst, and it's the mongrel mob, and you can hear leaders preaching to their membership and to those associated with them, and saying, we need to change. We need to start doing things differently because the path that we've chosen is a highly negative one, and we want to fix that. And so that is looking to move the membership away from dealing and use of methamphetamine, and particularly around family violence. Those are sort of the two places to start because they're the least controversial and they're the ones that the gangs are happy to and are seeking assistance with.
Why do you think that gangs are best placed to reduce crime?
Look, crime, we tend to see crime as a law and order issue, and it is, and certainly I'm not arguing that we release the pressure of the police on the gangs. That's very, very important. The police have got an important role to play here. There is no doubt about that. But if we don't look at the causes of crime, the drivers of crime, and of course this extends past gangs, this extends into the debate around the numbers we have in prison. We have to start addressing the drivers of crime and affecting significant community change. And until such time as we do that, and we continue doing what we're doing, and that is simply policing them and that's it, and pretending that's working, then we're hiding to nothing. Unfortunately, history hasn't been kind to us in this area, and we just have to be slightly smarter about it. Now, it may sound controversial to some people that we're going to work with it, this idea of working alongside gangs, and that's because it's a new idea. So I expect it to be a little controversial. But to anybody familiar crime and justice issues, it's hardly startling. It is just simply seeking to address drivers of offending to reduce the incidence of crime. That's common and common in the literature, just not particularly well implemented in New Zealand.
How do you think the police force will react to this idea of working with gangs to make a change, particularly with Stuart Nash taking a hard line against gangs?
I think many in the police will welfare, because instead of them continually going to the same families time and time again, if it can be made to reduce the problems within that family, it'll stop the police having to go there so regularly. They know that arresting their way out of these problems doesn't work. So I think they'll welcome the help. However, we've just got to be very careful, and we need to make it very clear to the police that we're not saying that their role isn't important and that their role stops. It's very important we continue to police gangs when they step out of line. However, if they're asking for help in ways that we can assist them, in ways that will benefit their kids and their families and communities, and remembering that often that'll be the next wave of gang members, that'll be the next wave of offenders, then that's in all of our interests. It'll be difficult, but it oughtn't be controversial. And it'll be difficult because the gangs are tough to work with. The gangs are communities of people who have taken a highly negative stance for their entire lives. Have been battling the system that they've been again social norms. To turn that ship around is a big old effort, and hence why they need a bit of help to do it. Because generally, gang members aren't well equipped to make those big life changes, and so they will need a bit of assistance. But furthermore, you know, as a word of caution, this is not an easy road. This is not something that will be done simply, and we have to expect some setbacks and hurdles along the way. But for a generation's time, will thank us for our efforts. Of that, there's little doubt.
So obviously, with that, with working with gangs, gangs have to be receptive to it, I suppose, and you've talked about that you've seen some gang members are interested in making this happen. But do you think there's a potential for backlash from other members that aren't particularly interested in this help?
Yeah, without doubt, it's only certain chapters who are reaching out of certain gangs. So some still just want to be left alone and will be resistant to change. That's fine. That just continues as normal. But for those, we can potentially talk to them and make them think differently. But that's a very, very tough ask. What I'm saying is that those ones that are open to change, those ones that are the resistance has dropped in these key areas, then we ought to go and lend them a hand.
Do you think that this work with gangs could affect prisons in any way, potentially reduced violence in prisons?
Yeah, of course. So these we're not doing, the idea of working with the gangs is not, it's not really to benefit gang members at its most basic. What it is to benefit the community. If we can reduce the incidence of violence, of those significant concerns that the gangs involve themselves within our communities. And this has ripple effects, not only immediate ones, if it reduces offending and it reduces the pressure on the criminal justice system and significantly on prison numbers, of course, but most importantly, indeed, it's for the future. We've got to take a long-term outlook here. I think if we had thought about, if we'd thought 30 years in the future, 30 years ago, we would have done things very, very differently than we did. We didn't know that the gangs were going to endure like they have. We didn't know the gangs were going to become these semi-institutions within communities. Now we know that that's a reality, and I think we have to adjust our thinking accordingly. I think history will take a dim view of us if we don't.
And just finally, why do you think it's important that we work with gangs to reduce crime in our communities?
look, it's a simple answer, is it? It's in our interests to do so. If we want to reduce offending, if we want to reduce the costs of that offending, the victims of that offending, then we have to address the drivers of crime. We can't arrest our way out of these problems. We can't simply bash the gangs into submission, because if that was going to happen, it would have happened by now, despite the rhetoric of certain politicians now and in the past. We need to do something differently if we want a different result. This will sound new. It will sound, and so that might be a bit edgy for some people, but it oughtn't be controversial. It's fairly, you know, it's a practical solution to some significant issues. We ought to jump to it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.